An extensive briefing by Eskom leadership this morning on the state of the country's power system. Eskom's management saying that we are currently experiencing stage 2 load shedding. Of course, around half of Eskom's power capacity is offline. So Eskom apologizing to South Africans for the latest bout of power cuts, saying this was due to the breakdown of emergency generators. Eskom's chief operating officer, Jan Oberholzer, and colleagues have been giving an update on the state of the power system, which has been hit by breakdowns again. Have a listen.
We had breakdowns of our emergency generators that unfortunately necessitated that we had to make use extensively of our emergency reserves, being water as well as our diesel, the open cycle gas turbines. And having utilized it extensively, we got to a stage that those levels became critical and that we could not sustain, you know, the system utilizing our emergencies. And this unfortunately then led to we implementing load shedding in order to protect the integrity of our overall system, which we will do at all times. So again, our sincere apology.
Eskom says we are sorry that there is still load shedding. That's the chief operating officer, Jan Oberholzer. And he's been explaining why we are seeing this current spell of load shedding, saying that the use of emergency generators was just not sustainable. And he also gave an assurance that the power utility won't be affected by wet coal this time around. They've taken the necessary steps, which means maybe that somebody's remembered to put an aftaki. Remember the story of the aftaki over the coal? Well, they're not going to have wet coal this time around. Let's have a listen to what Oberholzer's been saying.
Now, a key contributor has been, we said we're going to increase our planned maintenance, so that had a negative impact, but positive in terms of sustainability on the energy availability. But then we had a number of breakdowns, and those are the issues that is really concerning us. And lately we had a spate of boiler tube leaks, so it was really catching us off guard where we are. But we will continue with our reliability maintenance. And it's not a once-off program. It is an ongoing program. You know, if you have a car, you don't just maintain it once. In order to have it sustainable, you will maintain it moving forward. And that is what we will do going forward as well. Now, unfortunately, as of today, we had quite a number of load shedding days, 32 in total. And that compared to the 47 we had for the whole financial year last year. So it is really concerning to us that we had this number of load shedding days already. And then Eskom, we do have some financial challenges, significant financial challenges. And because of the performance of the generation system at this point in time as a whole, we had to make use of the open cycle gas turbines.
So that's where we are at the moment with that Eskom briefing. Babalo and Denze, EWN reporter, watching all of that first. Babalo, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. What else did the Eskom management have to say in terms of load shedding, how we got here, how they're dealing with it, and what the future looks like?
Good afternoon indeed, Mandy. The number of incidents Eskom management points to, they had a number of trips. There were breakdowns of emergency generators, as we've just heard, and they had to make use of extensively of emergency reserves like water and diesel. And they could not sustain the system using these emergencies. So load shedding had to be done to protect the integrity of the overall system. It'll continue to tomorrow, for today and tomorrow from 9 to 5. The COO says, you know, what remains a concern, their generation division. He says transmission and distribution divisions are performing well, according to him, or he believes, but it's this generation that's becoming the real problem. He also notes Coburg, which is the nuclear station here in Cape Town. There was an incident trip on Unit 1 at Coburg. It's still performing well and safe. Kusile, he mentions that the three are up, but three are still down. Other three units are still outstanding. On the wet coal, he did touch on coal. He says on average they have about 48 days of coal to power their power stations, and they have sufficient coal. And as far as preparing for the rainy season, and he says they are ready for that. There was a cyclone last year. There was heavy rain, and he attributes that word cold to that rainy weather we experienced last year. But as far as this year's rainy season is concerned, they say they're quite prepared. Philip Dugashe, another executive at Eskom, just to add, also touched on the maintenance that he spoke about, and he says maintenance has to be done. A lot of their assets are over 30 years old. He says if you fail to schedule to maintain equipment, the equipment will, you know, schedule the maintenance for you. So he says, that also contributes to a lot of the pressure. But as far as maintenance is concerned, they say they are about 96% maintenance level. So they are indeed maintaining their old assets, Mandy.
Babalo, thank you very much for that. Babalo Ndenze, EWN reporter, having a look at that briefing today from Eskom on the state of the power grid. What are your thoughts on that apology? Do you think it is sufficient? I'd love to hear from you. Send me a WhatsApp voice note, and I really hope somebody remembered to put the aftaki over the coal.